Hello, Ron Electric.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going, John?
Going good. How have you been? How was your trip?
Good, man. I mean, well, it was not so much of a trip. It was more like for trying to take care of stuff, man.
I hear you. Handling business.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get you. I'm actually calling because I'm handling business now.
Yeah.
So I got a message from Nikki, and she said you didn't want to do the call tracking number.
Yeah. Because I did. I asked her if with the tracking number, call tracking number, if that was the number that was going to be displayed, and she said yes. So that's the thing I don't want. I want my actual number to be displayed. And the reason why is, like, just say for, like, whatever reason in the future, I mean, I decided to cancel my subscription. I still want, I just want my original number to be the one that was online posted. And she said that it would just be the call tracking number, the one that would be on display.
Got it. Yeah. I remember at point of sale, we talked about this.
Yeah,
we always do the tracking number also too, so that we could show you what's coming from us. Like without the tracking number, we can't really prove to you what we're bringing in each month. And if we can't do that, that would trigger the cancellation in the first place, right? So they're kind of at an odds end. Like, hey, you know, when we sign people up, we always tell them that we'll provide them with this tracking number for those reasons. And he's saying no, he doesn't want the call tracking. So they're like, reach out to this guy and see, you know, if we could come to a conclusion on that.
Yeah. Okay. Cause the thing is, like, for example, you guys said also you guys are can well, cause for like let's say for the listing on Google, cause you guys are only doing the Google listing, or you guys also gonna, I mean, also take care of the like when they were to look me up on Google, like for my business, it would be the call track number that would come up, correct?
Yeah, on Google, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. Like I said, we use it as a method in your tracking system to be able to track like what we're actually bringing in. So you don't go, hey, I'm spending, you know, I gave you a discounted rate. What was it, like $299 maybe?
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't want to go at the end of each month, hey, I'm spending $299. What am I spending that on? If we have your number up there, we have no way of tracking it. If we have the call tracking number, we could show you, hey, like, we created all these listings. These are what we brought to the table. So this is your ROI for what you're spending with us. And usually having that stops them from canceling in the first place because they could see, hey, I'm making money from it, you know?
No, but the only thing, I mean, I do understand that point of view, but I mean, I just don't want to have additional numbers because I strictly just for any type of campaign or any type of promotion or anything, I just strictly want to keep my two phone numbers that I have, and I don't want anything else besides that.
Okay, so you already have a tracking number?
Well, not tracking number, but I mean, the 949-3252, that's my business cell phone number. And then on top of that, I do have the call forwarding, which is for my business, the 855-300-2227.
Okay, that call forwarding number, where does that come from? Is that from Google?
No. Well, that one, I got it through a third-party barn. I forgot the exact name from, it was through barn, and then from there, they just send it over to my Verizon phone number plan.
So the 626-949-3252?
No. The one that ends in 3252, well, that's the number that was provided through my cell phone company, Verizon. But then the 855 number, that's a number that I got through a third party, but then they synced it to my the one that ends with the 3252.
Yeah. That's how this would be, like, with the call tracking number. It would show a different number, but it would forward to your phone in real time.
No. Yes, I do understand that part. But the thing is, I don't want any other phone numbers besides these two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, because they might just tell us to cancel the whole account and can't do it that way. So I'm trying to see what they say here. I know we're on a 3-month verbal contract. Let me see what they're asking. That's an odd thing to say. She's like, will he commit to a 3-month prepay of $700? You already paid $300, so I don't get what she's saying. I know it's a 3-month verbal commitment already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand what she's asking.
Yeah, like, yeah, because I'm not trying to cancel anything, but the only thing is I don't want to have any additional numbers.
Yeah, I get it. I get where you're coming from, and I'm sitting in the middle of it because I'm like, I was like, she's like, oh, why didn't you tell him about call tracking at the beginning of the call, or when before you signed him up? And I'm like, I did, but then he got to the interview, he says he doesn't want it, you know, and it's like, why can't we just proceed without it? And then it's like, oh, you know, we have to be able to prove results to the clients, or they just end up canceling. So, She's wanting to avoid that. And I'm like, oh, it's already a 3-month verbal commitment though. And then she's like, oh, see if he'll prepay, for 3 months. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense though. Cause you already paid $299. It'd be what the 3-month prepay saves you $200. So it changes it, to $700. So there, I mean, there would be a, what, 401 difference to cover you all the way until the end of, March or till March 9th.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that? I mean, it looked like she's offering that as like, hey, if he's willing to do the 3-month prepay, we'll just promote his number, but we just don't want somebody canceling prior to this point without call tracking. I guess that just,
No, cause the thing is, I mean, I'll be able to notice if I'm actually getting business from you guys, because like I said, I'm not really using any other platforms. Like, for example, right now on Angie's, I already went ahead and I canceled that. And then right now, I'm also doing with, what was it? Through Yelp, I went ahead and I downgraded my daily, spending. So if I'll be able to see the calls that are coming in through you guys, the leads, if that were to be the case.
One second.
I'm sorry, could you hold on, man? Real quick, I got to ask another call.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
Okay. Hello?
Yep, still with you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, John.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah, so he's just saying, like, this is a regular account, not an ideal client. If we do not put call tracking, we're already without call tracking. We cannot show results to this account. And ultimately, is their word against ours? In my opinion, this is not someone that I would onboard. Retention becomes harder without data show. If the client isn't willing to commit to a 3-month prepay with no call tracking, then we do need to cancel and refund. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if they're basically saying, like, if you don't want to use the call tracking number, that because of the discounts and everything that's applied, they don't want to take the risk on it, even with the 3-month verbal. So I think they want to just cancel it.
Yeah, because I don't mind, because the only reason why I don't want to have additional numbers, I don't want, like I said, like, in, I don't know, for whatever reason in the future, I no longer want to follow your services. People that were on, came across me through, or saw my contact info through, let's say, Facebook or Google search, and then the third party number showing up, then later on they want to get a hold of me, but they won't anymore because that number is no longer associated with my business. So that's the reason.
You would keep your call tracking number. Like, we're not taking the call tracking number away from you.
Because I already made business cards. I have my business cards, and then, like I said, on my business cards, I strictly just have my 2 phone numbers. And I just don't want to be having different phone numbers for that, you know?
I gotcha. Yeah, and then you don't want to do the 3-month prepay or save yourself $200 and they'll let you do it that way? I mean, you save money and they allow you to do it without the call tracking. It would solve both issues. But it's a $401 difference to pay you up all the way until March 9th.
Okay, so what would be the total balance for that? What would be the cost for that?
Yeah, so I mean, your agreement would be the same, but basically what would happen is we're prorating it, right? So you paid $299 for 1 month. They're saying you'd get 3 months total for $700. So there's a $401 difference you'd pay today. That'll cover you all the way until March 9th. If you want to continue month to month after March 9th, it'll be $299.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll just stay $299. But they're basically saying, like, hey, we have to have a full 90-day commitment, because if somebody cancels before 90 days and we have no way of showing them what we've brought in, you know, it just comes to this, like, I got this, you didn't get this, you know what I mean? It's like,
I totally understand that, yeah.
From our experience. But that saves you $200 over the next 2 months, too, at the same time. So it's kind of a win-win scenario if you think about it.
The only thing is, I just don't want to pay those $400-something, you know, which is, like you said, I'm saving myself $200, I do understand that part, but for now, I just don't want to pay anything else at this moment.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I think that's their concern, too, is, like, the next bill is on the 9th. So it's like, hey, he doesn't want to pay $401 today, but then, you know, in 2 weeks from now, they'll be asking for $299. It's just a regular subscription.
Yeah.
We're already putting ourselves in a position with a guy that's, like, might cancel. You know what I mean?
That's what
we don't want. That's why we asked for that 3-month verbal, and we have a early termination fee too. So if they do end up canceling the account today, the early termination fee is basically costing you $299 anyway. So it's like, how do we go about it? Do you want to just cancel the account because you don't want to use the tracking number, and then they charge you the early termination fee?
Because you did mention earlier that, like, let's say, because I mean, I truly don't want to have that call tracking number.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did hear you from your email earlier, reading it, saying that if I don't use that, then there would be a cancellation. Well, you guys would terminate my contract and refund the $299. So then, as far as that, then there wouldn't be any termination fee, right?
Well, the termination fee only applies with 3-month verbal commitments, so that's also in the service agreement, the first service agreement that we signed.
The first service, but I did hear you say that when you were reading it out loud, where it says And if I don't agree to that, then you guys would have to terminate my contract and refund the $299. So from my understanding from that, then there wouldn't be any termination fee from that, since I don't want to onboard with the tracking number.
Yeah, so the $299 would just cover the cancellation charge, is basically what it is, because the cancellation fee is $299. So it's like cancel refund, but then they're going to recharge you $299 for the early cancellation. You get what I'm saying?
I do understand
so
that part.
I might not even go through that and just cancel it out. Or, like I said, there's also the prepay option. I mean, at the end of the day, I think we're missing the big picture, too. Your company being up there is providing a long-term marketing solution where you're not having to pay per lead or do what you were doing before with HomeAdvisor by Angie's. And usually for us, it takes an account, by month two, they already see like significant ROI. Month three, it's like if we could get them to month three, we know that they'll be able to see everything and the full benefits of it to the point of, okay, I can use this long-term and they wouldn't cancel it or use something else. But, we run that risk when account is a month old and he's like, hey, I don't want to use this call tracking because if I were to cancel you, those are all like trigger words. Like, hey, you're basically already implying like, hey, I want to cancel all the listings that you guys are creating for the cheap price that you got. You know what I mean? And that's kind of hey, we're working but not actually making anything. So they put these processes in there just to protect the company from those situations.
Yes, I do understand that part. Mm-hmm. So like I said, I mean, the only, cause I truly don't want to have an additional number, man. I truly don't. And also I don't want to pay the additional $400 right now just to do, the prepayment for those 3 months,
Okay. Well, I'm just
gonna. I do want to stay on board, but I just don't want to pay those additional $400, and I don't want to use an additional phone number for tracking.
Yeah.
So then, also, I should be able to be tracking all the calls I'm getting through my online portal through that too, right?
Well, not without the tracking number. Those numbers are going to be kind of skewed. That's why they want it,
Yeah.
Hold on, let me type all this out.
Okay.
Yeah, so there. Just to be clear, if you can't, if we can't proceed without the call tracking, and they're saying that, then we're just gonna go ahead and cancel it. I don't know what they're gonna say, but I just typed it all out. But if they're saying like, hey, we have to have the call tracking or it can't move forward, because they're just giving me like has to have it and or do the 3 month prepay, and we decline those.
Yeah.
You just cancel it. Let me see here. Okay, let me see. Okay. Yeah, then we're going to have to cancel the account.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she said. She's like, if he can't do the call tracking or commit to a 3-month prepay, then we have to cancel it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I will send the cancellation confirmation over to you. So that way you have it. We're going to end up missing out on that placement. It sucks because we're already like 12 days into it.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Everything.
Did you say hold on?
No. I said I know that we've been in there for like it's been 12 days already, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. I can't find the chat window. Give me one sec.
Okay.
Okay. They are going to cancel the account.
Okay.
So they said they'll send you confirmation for the cancellation. So I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry we had to go through all this and then get to this point and it'd be like that. So I try to be very clear about that on at point of sale that we need to have the call tracking numbers on there in order to be able to prove to our clients what we're doing for them each month. Also,
yeah, I just truly didn't understand by call tracking by that. I thought that was like my own phone number, so that you guys will have. Well, I'll be able to monitor whatever calls are coming in, through the phone numbers that I currently have already.
No, that's just how it is for everyone. Like, if you do a search for electricians in your area, the guy, every number up there has Google call tracking. And same thing with, the Google Guarantee guys that are doing the pay-per-lead and the Google Ads guys at the top. Google always has a tracking number through there, so that way they could show the business owner what they're bringing to the table each month. So, you could have a GBP with no call tracking number, that's fine, but once you say, hey, I want to have it on the first page to start generating customers, Google has to be able to show the business owner that the advertisement's working for them, so they require the tracking number up there. So it's just across the board. It's not like a unique situation to you. That's just how marketing works.
Okay.
So you don't think you're ever going to do Google advertising moving forward?
I mean,
that's something that you're going to need to do.
No. Eventually, because I do know everything's through online marketing or through Google marketing and all that stuff. I know all that's in right now.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I just didn't want to use a different phone number for now. If that's the case, I just have to do a little more research on to see how is it that I'm able to keep my phone to do any of that without getting any additional phone number.
Well, yeah, I mean, the tracking number is only on your online listings. It's not like you change everything else that's offline.
Yeah.
So it's usually two separate things. I mean, but they look you up by name, and that number's there, you know, and it forwards to your actual line in real time. That's just how it goes, you know? I didn't understand the hesitancy with having a different number displayed. You know, I mean, either way, they're looking up electrician, they're seeing your business name, and then they dial it. You know what I mean?
I just want these two phone numbers to always be getting saved. So for like, let's say they might look it up, but then they decide, oh, you know what, we don't need it anymore. But then they already know that phone number, so then they're just able to refer to somebody else or save it, you know, versus saving it with the number that you guys provide.
Wait, say that again?
Okay, because what I wanted is, I don't want to have any additional phone number. The reason why is because, let's say they were to look up for an electrician, then they're, oh, you know what, we found one already, we don't need one. But they already have my number saved, or if they were to refer that electrician to somebody else, I want them to give my actual phone number and not that phone number that they have through online, you know?
Yeah. No, I get that. You can still give people your actual number. You know what I mean? You're saying
if
they save that number online, that it wouldn't come to you. It would always come to you.
Yeah, I mean, for the moment, I just don't want that, you know? So.
Yeah, at the moment. I get it. I mean, that's not really a long-term way of thinking about things, you know?
No, I know.
And that's what we want. We want somebody who's thinking about the long-term, you know? It's not a
get-rich-quick
scheme. It's
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like they're working on the cancellation for you. So I'm just trying to get confirmation of that, and then I believe they'll text you the confirmation of that, and that's the end of it.
All right then, Joe.
All right. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.